The leader of the so-called Niger Delta Volunteer Force, Mujahid Doku Bouassari, appeared in court late Tuesday, escorted by armed prison guards and scores of heavily armed policemen. The stocky Niger Delta youth leader, who was wearing a black T-shirt, launched into a tirade, castigating the judge and Nigeria's political leadership. "You are a stupid old man," he lashed out at the judge, demanding that another judge be appointed to conduct the trial. Doku Bouassari's lawyer, Festus Kiambu, explained to VOA the reason for rejecting the trial judge.
In fact, the accused person had been arraigned before another judge altogether, and all of a sudden, without explanation, they brought a judge specially from Benin, threw him in. You see, he did not even dispute the facts. Threw him from Benin only for to do a special thing and to go back. This is a situation where ordinary people begin to think that there's something serious that happened.
Nevertheless, the trial judge, Olayiwola Peters, ruled that he was competent to continue the trial and fixed the next court session for March 14th. Outside the courtroom, Doku Bouassari was able to speak before being taken back into custody.
We will see what happens, though. I will not leave Obasanjo now.
Doku Bouassari was arrested last September for allegedly threatening to attack oil facilities in the Delta. Mr. Kiambu said the trial is politically motivated.
No doubt that it's a political trial. There's no doubt that the trial that was orchestrated by the federal government of Nigeria, and it's a trial of vendetta. It's not a trial based on facts.
Back in the Niger Delta, military youth are still holding hostage four foreign oil workers, an American, a Bulgarian, a British, and a Honduran. The hostage takers have made the release of Doku Bouassari one of their key demands. Attacks by militants on oil facilities and personnel in last week have led to a 10% cut in Nigeria's daily oil production. Nigeria, Africa's leading oil producer, exports 2.5 million barrels of oil daily. It is the fifth biggest source of U.S. oil imports. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News in Abuja.